Although considerable progress has been made in Europe in the recent past, stereotypes and prejudices are still very much a part of our culture. This exercise aims to introduce the concept of stereotypes and prejudice and explore whether it is possible to avoid being influenced by them. The exercise focuses specifically on humour, how jokes are often used to maintain and underpin stereotypes and prejudices. Stereotypes are preconceived notions or perceptions about specific groups of people or specific types of individuals. Although many stereotypes are widely held, they generally comprise oversimplified images or ideas of people or things. Although there are examples of positive stereotypes, you most often hear about the negative ones. Many of the most common stereotypes are racist, sexist, ageist, or homophobic. One of the biggest problems with stereotypes is that even if they are correct in some instances, they are certainly not true in all cases. Prejudice is any favourable or unfavourable opinion formed or held that is not based on reason or actual experience, and that leads to preferential treatment for some people or unfavourable bias or hostility towards others. Prejudice may include any unreasonable attitude that is unusually resistant to rational influence. Prejudices are often rooted in the idea that certain types of people are worthless or are less capable than others. Stereotypes and prejudices are harmful because they ignore the fact that each individual has his or her own abilities, strengths, weaknesses, desires, thoughts, and feelings. Stereotypes don't just describe what people are like, they also define what they should be like or what role they should have on the basis of these characteristics. Prejudices lead people to make value judgments and assume what people can do or cannot do because of who they are. Some studies have even shown that when people are aware of the specific stereotypes about themselves, that knowledge affects their perceptions of their own abilities and also their performance. Stereotypes and prejudices often combine and result in discriminatory actions. Regardless of how politically correct we think we are, it is fair to assume that everyone has laughed at a joke based on stereotypes or prejudices that we can all relate to. It is important to be aware of the impact of jokes on those against whom the jokes are told. While laughing with the people is one thing, laughing at people is completely different. Humour plays a part in everyone's life, but often fuels discrimination, and our ability to see the fun in something is often dependent on our stereotypical views of people of a specific culture, creed or colour, or our prejudices against a particular ethnicity, sexuality or gender. Look at the image and caption being displayed. It isn't very funny. In fact, it isn't funny at all. Now look at the image and the caption displayed. Adding the Jewish character is what makes this image humorous. Through our stereotypical understanding of the Jewish adherence to the Sabbath, this image becomes humorous. Once again, the image portrayed on this slide is rather nondescript and not humorous at all. Now look at the image with the caption and its completely different meaning in Europe of today, where so many tradesmen from Eastern European countries now work in the more established EU member states. The embedded stereotypes and prejudices that we carry about different nationalities are also used extensively by cartoonists and comedians. Look at the image displayed, and it has some humour. It can be argued that the cartoon is now more humorous by adding a stereotype that we can understand and relate to. We have a personal responsibility to respond to situations we disagree with. While race, gender, age and sexuality are part of who we are, these characteristics do not define us. We should consider carefully the stereotypes and prejudices that we have internalized over the years to ensure that they don't define us either.